boys and girls, and everyone in between. It's me, Donna Gales, and this is another episode of the Listen Boys and Girls podcast. I am your teacher's aide in this classroom of life, as well as the chief storyteller here, and I welcome you. Today is March 1st. Can you believe it? We are moving quickly through this new year, and I am not mad. There are so many things that are going to happen in this year. There's so many things ahead of us that are beckoning us to more in 24. And I'm thankful because we have gone through the worst of it. And some might be saying, what does that mean? What does it mean that we've gone through the worst of it? What I mean is that we have all had experiences that we thought we would never, ever get through. And yet, here we are. What I mean is that there have been circumstances, situations, people, places, and things that have been sent to destroy the fire in us, the movement forward in us, and we have experienced the worst of it. I am confident in saying that this is the time and the season to move forward. It is no accident that this is a leap year. We talked about leaping and what that means. It is also no accident that we are here on a Freedom Friday, the very first day in March. I met a beautiful friend years ago that told me March is the only month of the year that is a command. And I've never forgotten that, and I never will. They told me that even the very date of March 4th tells us to go forward. And I am thankful for that because I am reminded of that today. And this Freedom Friday episode is about marching forth out of stagnation, marching forward out of places, mentalities, experiences that keep us settling for less than. What does that mean? Well, I never seek to speak for anyone else other than myself. And it is by sharing my experiences that other people are able to be empowered to share theirs or to not feel alone in their experience. And I know that this platform was given for that very reason. I always say I am not a mental health professional yet. However, I am an advocate and proponent for mental wellness. And without mental wellness, there is no wellness. But more than that, we are more than just emotions and mentality. We are a whole person mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially. We are in this life, existing in this place on multiple levels. And so what does that mean? Well, that means every part of us, in order to be successful, in order to be prosperous, in order to be what God has created us to be, we have to have harmony with all of those parts. Well, I, again, speaking for myself, can say that I've not always had harmony. I've had some major imbalances that some parts were really great and other parts were really not. Some parts were extraordinarily blessed and other parts God didn't have access to. What does that mean? Well, God is all powerful, all seeing, all knowing, and able to do all things, but he also has granted us, gifted us, created us with the ability to choose. And our choices do not, our choices do not always allow him to move freely the way that he would like. Because of our choices, we can decide that we do not want his help in certain areas. We can decide that we would rather try it on our own. We can decide and have decided that our way is better than his way. And I can say, again for myself, that is not true. And so I'm here today to remind you and tell others who may not have known before this day that we can make another choice. It's never too late. As long as we have breath in our body and the ability to choose, we can make another choice. We can make a different decision. We are empowered with that opportunity. And today, on this Freedom Friday, I encourage you to do something different, to stand at this place with the ability to look and move forward and just turn slightly and look back at where you've been, what you've experienced, and ask yourself if you want more of that or less of that that you've experienced thus far. And if you want more, keep doing what you're doing. You might be in that harmonious place that allows things to be wonderful. You might be there, but I know that there are so many people who aren't there. There are so many people who stand today wondering if this is all there is. And I'm glad to say that there's more in 24. I am so confident and I'm so thankful that God spoke to my spirit and reminded me that he created me for great things. And guess what? He's not a respecter of persons. So he created me and you for great things. We've done some great things in the past, but I have to take a page from Dr. Eric Thomas's book and say, stop shining trophies. What does that mean? Well, that means stop living in past victory and get some new ones to celebrate. You all know that I celebrate New Year's by my birthday and not by January 1st through December 31st. And so my new year started last year on July 20th. When I turned 50, and God told me, for me, this was a year of intention and celebration and all the things that I need in order to take me to the next place he wants me to be in my harmonious life are to be rooted with intention and celebration. I've always been the kind of person to celebrate everyone. I want everybody to win. Unfortunately, I would at times not have myself on that list. I'd be everybody else's cheerleader. I would make sure that whatever was needed to get somebody else to the next level, I was willing to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm your girl. Rah, 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 zis, boom, bye. I got you. And I've been that person. Genuinely, that's who I am as a person. However, there have been those times and experiences that started very, very, very early on that said to me that I didn't deserve cheering, that I didn't deserve the foreground, that I should be just in the background. And God reminded me that he didn't create me just to cheer for others, but rather he created me because he's cheering for me. He created me with good intention and his purpose. And for his great pleasure, I exist. And more than exist, I live. And living in this season means more. More than I've ever had before. More than I've ever experienced before. More than I've ever allowed him to do before. What does that mean? It means getting out of my own way. And I have a sneaky suspicion that many of you too need to get out of your way. And guess what? It's the perfect time to do it because today is March 1st. Today is March 1st. Today is March 1st. And it's a command to march, to move forward, to do something new. Spring, the new season, starts in 18 days. We begin that season on March 19th, which is another nice thought to spring forth. But before we get there, we got to do some marching. And what does March mean? Beside being the third month of the calendar year, it means so many things. And what we can be assured is that if we choose to identify what March is and isn't, we will be better served by it. So much of what we do depends on how we move. And I am thankful that we are able to move forward. The very essence of the word march lets us know it is a systematic movement, deliberate and intentional to go forward. It is also, in one iteration of its definition, the command or the causing of others to march or move forward. Well, isn't that something? Here I am, encouraging you to march as I march myself. This is about moving forward today and every day after. Let us be intentional about moving ourselves to a different place, about taking our experience to another level, about knowing that we have more in 24. Let this just be the start of us receiving more. You got to start somewhere, right? And so this Freedom Friday is very much about marching forward out of stagnation, marching forward beyond that which we've received and been and experienced already. Yes, it's about marching. It's about movement. It's about doing something different. Now, I can't tell you what you need to do differently, but this in my 50th year, my new year, new season, it consists of intentional celebration. And as I march forward out of stagnation, as I move past all that was into all that is and will be, I am going to walk with regular and measured tread and proceed in a deliberate manner. Why? Because that's how you march. And why do we march? To get where we're going. And where are we going? To a predestined, identified plan, purpose, and destination that has been authorized by the one who created us to do what we're here to do. So it's not a question for me to ask you and you to answer to me, but it is a question to ask ourselves. Where are we and where are we going? It's March 1st. It's time to march. And again, as a verb, it means to walk in a military manner with regular, measured tread, walk or proceed quickly and with determination, force to walk somewhere quickly, walk along public roads in an organized procession to protest about something, to proceed or advance inexorably. Guess what? I'm in protest of the life that I've lived thus far. Not that I haven't been blessed, not that it hasn't been awesome, not that it hasn't been amazing. It has in part. But again, there's more in 24, and this is just the beginning. But you got to start somewhere. And so I start today, March 1st, marching forward, moving forward, marching forth to the me I've always been and where I'm supposed to be. God gave me by divine inspiration, this thought and desire to have this platform to share with others my experiences so that they would benefit from the lessons that I've learned and that some might avoid things that I've already experienced and that they would have the great benefit of the experience, the expertise, but not the pain at times of the experience. And so with that theme in mind, I encourage you to do what I should have done years ago. And that is to intentionally celebrate me. Look at all the things you are. And instead of letting people pick you apart, look at yourself for each component that you are, each part of you that makes you who you are, and celebrate all of that. Celebrate your joy, celebrate your personality, celebrate your laugh, celebrate your wit, celebrate your intellect, celebrate your compassion, celebrate everything that makes you you, and understand that God is intentional. Everything that makes you you is necessary because there's something here in this world and experience that needs you, exactly who you are and how you are, to fulfill that which is missing in the world. So march forward, y'all. Get to going where you're supposed to be so the world can be better because of you. And no, I know what some of you are thinking. Is this some kind of religious fanatic show? No, it's not, but I am a woman of faith. And I understand that it is by the grace of God that I have anything, and I will always stand on that. And so I say to you, I don't try to make anyone believe what I do, but I just believe it. And by my faith, I am encouraged to believe that this will be the best year yet because there is more in 2024. On this Freedom Friday, my encouragement to you, boys and girls, is to march forward. Get to moving. And as I say all the time, if you listen, boys and girls, it just might change your world. It's definitely changing mine. I want to thank you just for being you. And until the next time, baby, remember to shine. Bye.